Indonesia has one of the fastest growing rates of HIV transmission in Asia, but the majority of Indonesian youth could not tell you why. Data from the country's health ministry indicates that some 75% of Indonesians aged between 15 and 49 believe that HIV is transmitted by mosquitoes. Like many of her peers, 26-year-old Arianti Taman says she did not have any formal sex education while at school.
The only thing close is a biology class, and it was about reproduction, and that's it. So I get information about sex and issues related to sex, such as HIV or STD, were from a newspaper, magazine, internet, and also from movies.
The world's most populous Muslim nation is socially conservative, and for many, discussing sex is taboo. But a more liberal approach to sex is putting pressure on traditional attitudes. A recent global survey found that nearly 40% of Indonesian teenagers have had sex, and almost half of them do not use contraception with new partners. While the government is reluctant to implement sex education into the national curriculum, Zoya Amirin, a prominent female sex psychologist, is taking the matter into her own hands. Amirin recently launched a weekly video podcast on issues related to sexual health and says she hopes it will help fill in the knowledge gaps.
Most of the research actually say that so many people learn from porn, asking from their friend, and they believe in myths. That's a dangerous thing. For instance, like they believe that by washing your genitals after having sex, especially washing your genitals using alcohol or something, it will prevent you from getting a sexual transmission infection.
The lack of basic information about sexual health and the prevalence of myth also runs parallel to the spread of HIV across the country. The National AIDS Prevention Commission reports that the rate of HIV infections is on the rise in several provinces, including Bengkulu, Papua, Maluku, Aceh and Banten. Official figures show that some 70,000 Indonesians are HIV positive, but it is estimated the real figure could be as high as 300,000. For Arianti Taman, conservative attitudes need to catch up with modern-day realities.
I think lots of Indonesian people now are already sexually active, even though they're not married. It's just like, seems that the society in general are just still trying to ignore that, you know, like as if they still pretend that no, it's not happening, but it is happening. So, like, so you need to do something about it, as in make sure that if the young people do it, then at least they do it safely.
Although the government has been reluctant to introduce sex education into the curriculum, non-traditional educators like Zoya Amirin say they are seeing a change in public attitudes. Amirin says she has received an overwhelming response to her weekly podcasts and has even been pleasantly surprised by reactions from religious conservatives. While declining to name names, Amirin says several Islamic boarding schools have hired her to conduct sex education workshops this year. For VOA News, this is Kate Lamb in Jakarta.